Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm. Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
Charles Dickens once said that no one is useless in this world who lightens the burden of it to anyone else. Dear God, a pundit once wrote that self-righteous and super pious folks are often too heavenly minded to be of any earthly good. In his letter to the Hebrews in the New Testament, Jesus is likened by Paul to the high priest that his people know well. But whereas the high priest of Judaism met with God in the holy place of the tabernacle, Jesus, as the Christian's high priest, becomes a man, feels our infirmities, was tempted like we are, though without failing, and now intercedes for us in heaven, able by his death on the cross for us, as qualified to help us overcome our shortcomings and free to call upon you for help. All of this can be too much religion for its own good, unless it enables us to be of great help to our fellow travelers. You, our God, have called us to be enablers in enriching the lives of others. In the hymn, We Give You But Your Own, the hymn writer challenges us, our calling is to comfort and to bless, to find a balm for woe, to tend the lonely in distress. This is angels' work below. If we see salvation as an end in itself, we miss the biblical directive that we are saved to serve you, our God, and then serve others who need you to know you and your love. Our prayer is to help us to understand this and help others to understand it, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away fear. It makes the wounded spirit whole and calms the troubled breast. 'Tis manna to the hungry soul and to the weary rest. Dear name, the rock on which I build my shield and hiding place, my never-failing treasury filled with boundless stores of grace. Weak is the effort of my heart, and cold my warmest thought. But when I see thee as thou art, I'll praise thee as I ought. Thy love proclaim with every fleeting breath, and may the music of thy name refresh my soul in death.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling for you and for me. See, on the portals he's waiting and watching for you and for
is calling.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
See you.
Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
Lord God, we know that you would have us be wholesome and trustworthy in our relationship to people with whom we share this journey. We call this journey life. Your word teaches us through such mechanisms as the Mosaic Law and Jesus' Sermon on the Mount that you created us with goodness in mind. Yet Solomon, King David's son, in his wisdom wrote in Ecclesiastes, "Lo, this only have I found, that God has made man upright, but they have sought out many of their own inventions." K. Morgan Edwards, when asked to compare Jesus Christ with Abraham Lincoln, found many likenesses, but perhaps most telling was his conclusion that both died to set men free. The hymn writer wrote that we sing because we're happy, that we sing because we're free, for your eye is on the sparrow, and we know you watch us as well. Some days it seems like nothing exists around us but badness, but you, our God, have counterbalanced all that by the good deeds of good people, and we characterize such as godly people. In the parable of the faithful servant, Jesus cites the master of the household as praising that person with saying, "Well done, you good and faithful servant." Moses wrote that after creating everything mobile and immobile on this earth, including us, you looked over your completion and said, "It is good." Out of the goodness of the skills you gave to the song and songwriters, Holy God, you give us music to soothe and activate our souls. We pray this morning that each listener has been rewarded with a closer walk with you and a giving spirit to enjoy life more as we share it with others. In Jesus' name, herein lies goodness and the fulfillment of your will. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.